I take full responsibility, okay, Bruce.
All right.
I transcribed the incorrect number. We got the right number. I put down the incorrect
you
number.
You typed this out in like 17-inch, like 17-point font.
Right.
And I dialed very slowly. And I must have made a wrong dial the first time on my own. And then I dialed the right number, which was still the wrong number. So I'm only happy that we did this at 8:40 this morning and not like at 7:40, where other people would be waking up perhaps and not being so happy to hear my congested voice on the phone. But somebody who's glad to talk with us this morning is the superintendent of Elyria Schools, Tom Jama. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning, and thank you for having me on the air today. I am very excited.
Well, Tom, we talked to you last night. You had a big party over at Smitty's, and you had a lot of supporters there. What a fun time that was for anyone who helped out with the campaign or got behind the campaign. You ought to be thrilled with the response of the people of Elyria.
Absolutely, Craig. As I was at Smitty's last night, I sat and thought for a little while, and a couple words kept coming to my mind. One was proud. I'm just so proud to be an Elyrian, so proud to be the superintendent of a district where the community truly cares about its students. Excited because this is going to be a fresh start for the city. It's going to change the face, not only of the Elyria City School District, but it's going to change the face by all having all these new buildings throughout our community. So, just as a superintendent, I couldn't be more proud, more honored to be associated with this city, live in this city, represent this city, and oversee the school system in this city. The voters stepped up, they came out, and they did what was right, and that was what was right for kids, to give them a chance to have all new buildings and a new athletic complex at the stadium.
For people who are not aware, take us through the finances a little bit, because the state is going to be playing a major part in this.
Absolutely. That's a great question. The whole project itself is about $135 million. The state will pay 67%. Let me repeat that. 67%, which is a huge amount of the cost of the buildings and the demolition of the old schools. They will not pay for any LFIs, which the stadium is an LFI. It's a locally funded initiative. So that will be paid for by the community, and that's going to be phase one, and that's what was presented in the master plan, and that was what was on the ballot yesterday. But it's an $80 million, I don't want to say a donation, but an $80 million check that will come to the city of Elyria and the Elyria City Schools from the Ohio Schools Facilities Commission to offset the cost of the buildings. We did have several LFIs that was in the bond issue as well. One I said was the stadium. It's going to be a beautiful stadium with, turf field, practice soccer fields, practice football fields, bleachers, training room, concession stands, you name it. It's going to be a beautiful phase one part of the stadium. Now the key with the stadium is to get our fundraising together with our local people and raise more money so we can continue in building going into phase two, phase three, and whatever phase we need to get through to get it done. On a homeowner in Elyria with this bond issue passing yesterday, on a $100,000 house in Elyria, it's going to cost a homeowner about a little less than $11 a month. So it's a great deal, because you're getting five brand new schools, you're getting a brand new stadium complex, and not only that, you're giving kids a place where they're going to want to go and learn, enjoy, and it's going to be beneficial to them.
Tom, in North Ridgeville recently, voters approved a bond issue as well for a school and a stadium. Construction actually began on the stadium first. It was completed first. What are you looking at here?
Craig, what we're doing is I'm going to need to meet with the team. We're going to have to schedule here a meeting within the next week to actually look at the layout and how we are going to move forward with the plan. The big goal is, and I said this from the beginning, I do not want to have swing space whereby if a student who attends Ely School will have to go to another building for a year or two until his or her school is finished. So our goal is to put a plan in place in phases where students will remain and staff will remain in their current building until their new building opens. So as far as the rollout of the plan, we have not actually sat down and looked at that yet, but that's going to be one of the first things we need to do. I could pretty much guess, so as far as the stadium goes, as you mentioned, that'll start immediately because the new stadium is going to be built at the opposite end of the property where the from where the current stadium sits. So we can do all the work on the opposite end of the property with the new stadium while still utilizing the old stadium. And then once the old the new stadium is complete, then you know the old stadium will be demolished.
Putting in new schools and they're a campus style, a lot of times happens in suburbs. You see that in growing communities.
Yes.
To be in a large city like Elyria, large, you know, enrollment, sort of a heritage city, you know, a long time one, what does it say about your city? And is this kind of a unique thing that's taking place here in Elyria?
I'll tell you, the exciting part was when we first started the process, how we sat down and looked at what does the community want? How do we want to do this? And in our first actual proposal that we kind of finished as a master plan, there was only going to be one campus-style school. There were going to be two middle schools and then several additional elementary buildings. As I went out into the community and spoke to the community, and I'll tell you, Craig, the best advice I can give any superintendent or anybody who is trying to get something passed is, it happens with face-to-face personal conversations with residents in the community. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of evenings and weekends. But I'll tell you, there is no doubt in my mind that that personal touch and that personal conversation to actually hear what they have to say is huge. But the community came out and, you know, they looked at the plans. And I kept hearing over and over again, Dr. Jama, why are you only doing one campus-style school? We love the idea where kids from kindergarten or pre-K through grade 8 go to the same building, and you'll have different start times, and I'll have one or two kids and or three kids, and they can all be in the same school at the same time. And I'm a product of a kindergarten through 8th grade building. I went to the Lorain City Schools, and my elementary building and my middle school building were all one building. I was in one building from kindergarten through 8th grade, and then I went to Admiral King. So again, listening to the community, they wanted the campus-style schools. Their big concern was making sure the younger kids were still separate from the older kids, which will absolutely take place. But again, yet, if an older student in a classroom wants to work with younger students, that option's there as well. But the big thing, too, with the campus-style schools is we've saved over $2 million by not building all separate buildings, but just building two separate elementary schools and then three campus-style schools. So it's a huge savings for the community as well.
Sometimes it can be a little difficult for someone to say goodbye to an old school they attended maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago. Do you plan on any kind of send-offs or incorporating pieces, parts of old schools into the new ones?
Absolutely. That again, when I talked about those personal conversations, that's where a lot of those personal stories and concerns came to be. I know when we did Elyria West tour, they were very, very grateful that they had an opportunity to come into the building, see the building. Some of the visitors weren't there since the actual building closed itself. And I promised them, and I have absolutely no doubt it's going to happen. They're talking about having some sort of social gathering at the Elyria West High School, and I'll work closely with their alumni committee on that. As far as the other buildings go, the same thing. I could, depending on what the question is or how people would like to do it, I have no problem having separate building tours where they could actually see their building again. And then speaking to the architect is going to try to, from the buildings that will be demolished, incorporate parts of them into the new structures. You know, we just, as an example, when we toured Ely School, they have a beautiful fireplace in their kindergarten classroom that was there from the day the building was built. You know, and everybody said, isn't that something that can be taken and put into the new building? And anything like that can happen, absolutely. So I'm sure there's going to be pieces and parts from each of the schools that will become a living tribute into the new schools from the old.
One more thing with your staff or the teachers or the parents in the system today. Have you noticed a little more pep in the step, so to speak?
Absolutely. I will say this, Craig. I am absolutely so proud of our staff and our community. You know, the staff stepped up. They helped. They helped out with all the campaigning efforts, whether it was door-to-door, phone calling, wearing stickers, making phone calls on election day themselves, going back door to door and trying to explain to the residents the plan. So absolutely, there are a lot of smiles in the Elyria City School District today. And I could tell you, there are about 60, I don't even know the number off the top of my head right now, about 6,200 students smiling from ear to ear, because in a few years, every kid in Elyria will be in a beautiful, beautiful building.
Our guest this morning, Superintendent Tom Jama from the Elyria Schools, talking about yesterday's election. Tom, we appreciate your time this morning.
Greg, thank you so much, and appreciate your support and always being there for the Elyria City School District.
That was great. Thank you.